We've watched the sky this spring release flooding rains, intense winds, even catastrophic tornadoes. Things are much calmer now moving into summer, so it's ironic that this month's exhibiting artists at the Fayetteville Underground are obsessed with sky. Our first artist lives atop a mountain east of Fayetteville, and when able, she ventures outside to watch the sunset, absorbing the colors and light as it fades. Her sunsets are crystallized in a collection of large drawings, views that peer out of darkened architecture.
My name is Sharon Killian. I was born in Jamaica, West Indies of all places, and immigrated to New York City in Harlem. And many years ago, I got my two bachelor's degrees concurrently from University of Rochester in New York, art history and painting, and then had to find a job and went into medical education. And then to Washington, D.C., where I lived before I moved here almost 6 years ago. My husband is born and raised in Fayetteville.
Sharon Killian loves the Ozarks, especially the light at the end of the day. Her exhibition is titled Nature's Challenge because capturing that light is difficult.
Some people call it chalk pastel. There's no oil in it. I use it in a very painterly way. I work it in. It's not very light on top of the paper. Always question about, you know, what medium are you using here, because it really doesn't look very much like pastel. And my challenge, my work here is in response to nature's challenge. I live on a hill overlooking the Ozark Mountains, and every day I have been challenged by nature. The sunsets, I call them ridiculous sunsets. And so this series of nine works are my response to nature's challenge. And they're all nine are sunsets.
Sharon Killian frames her large pastels in sturdy boxed frames. Her work is held in private collections in New York City, Washington, D.C., and here.
The moon is constantly changing, just like the sunset.
William Mays Flanagan's also obsessed with sky, but he watercolors nightscapes occupied with the transition from dusk to dark and ambient light.
I do believe there's a different energy at night, and my muse has always called me to that. And I think it's, I've told so many people this, but I each time I try to say it a little differently. I think our imaginations evolved at night because we didn't have electricity. There was not much else to do but huddle up in caves and fall in love and tell stories. And so I look often as night. It's not as a scary thing. There's always a haven in the night because we always look for that safe spot.
Somehow Flanagan manages to find lots of color in his nightscapes. Deep violets, intense indigo, blazing orange reds.
It never lasts for long. It's changing really fast. Like I think Monet used to go to one place and paint at the same time every day. And he'd paint for like, he had like 30 minutes to paint. And he had like five or six paintings. He'd do it once. He'd put one away and then start the next one. But on dusk, it just goes so much faster. Like you have like 10 or 15 minutes of a sunset. And it's just changing every second. And that's what's kind of neat. So I'm doing, I did a lot of sunsets and reds this time, even though I still have my traditional blues. But I tried to bring out some more reds and oranges.
Do you paint in place or do you work from photographs or imagination?
I do all of them. I don't do much actually in place. I usually take pictures and go look at it and always tell my wife I'm going to be arrested for voyeurism someday because I'll be standing in front of somebody's house looking or something, looking at in the middle of the night and then holding a piece of paper in my hand or a half-done painting and then running back to my studio.
These mysterious watercolors could easily be bound in a storybook as intriguing illustrations. William Mays Flanagan's collection of a dozen paintings titled Edge of Night will be showing in the Vault Gallery. He's also an underground studio artist. Sculptor Hank Kaminsky, who will be showing in the E Street Gallery, is most concerned not with the sky, but with the earth, and is producing a series of limited edition cast stone sculpture titled The Sacred Ground Project.
What I'm doing is I'm studying what I believe to be is the structure of the universe. The universe is laid out in fields. The world is one manifestation of the space in that field. And I want to discuss fields because I think that if we understand them better, that we will be able to understand the universe better. And so when Einstein demonstrated that space curves, it just blew me away. It just made me so excited because I thought, oh, everything changes, everything moves, everything is in motion. And a field is a sign of invisible energies that travel through space and time in all kinds of ways. And I want to play with that.
Each textured inscribed sculpture declares that you are standing on sacred ground and can be used in exterior and interior settings. Some are circular, others are pillars of various sizes.
This phrase, you are standing on sacred ground, kept popping up in my mind. You are standing on sacred ground, having to do in the community with acting like the earth was important, acting like you lived here and it was a sacred thing for you, that you should take better care of the place. And that phrase started weaving itself through my fields. And that's where we end up now, with a whole group of pieces, a whole project, I call it the Sacred Ground Project, which starts with little sculptures, and I would love to build a 12-foot-tall standing stone as if you were walking in the woods and found this rock.
To Kaminsky, the sacred is not religious. Even the concrete floor of the Faithful Underground is sacred, Kaminsky says. A New York native, Kaminsky's lived in the Ozarks since 1971, making sculpture for more than 50 years. Our final artist, Sean Fitzgibbon, absorbs entire atmospheres, especially during mindful travels around the world, particularly in Europe.
The best I can describe it would be like painted collages in a way, and I do, it's mostly acrylic, but it's also other media as well, mixed media, colored pencil, torn paper, transfer, stuff like that, but mostly just drawn and painted. Yeah, my work's inspired by my travels quite a bit, perception, the way we perceive our world and how it's always changing.
Sean Fitzgibbon is an arts instructor at Northwest Arkansas Community College, but he also creates graphic novels. That genre is implicit in these collages. Images of the Vatican merge with a Roman cemetery, and clockworks splay across eroded marble statuary, all symbolizing timelessness, Fitzgibbon says.
I also like that when you do travel, it sort of forces you into this, into the moment, you know? And so while you're traveling, you have a tendency to, it's like people will travel to be into that present state of mind. And I find that that's one reason I really enjoy travel. It really brings you into that present moment. And so I try to record just kind of that sensory input, what I'm seeing and what I'm experiencing, and try to bring that into a sort of a unified image.
Sean Fitzgibbon will be showing 25 acrylic collages in the Revolver Gallery. The Fayetteville Underground is open Wednesday through Friday, 12 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 5. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.